You're listening to Vatican Radio. The new Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, is scheduled to make a first visit to the Vatican on Friday, June the 14th, to meet Pope Francis and hold talks at the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. During the one-day visit, the leader of the Worldwide Anglican Communion is also due to visit the necropolis containing the burial place of St. Peter underneath the Basilica and pray at the tomb of Blessed John Paul II. Archbishop Welby was unable to attend the inauguration of Pope Francis on March the 19th this year, as he was installed at the start of his own ministry in Canterbury Cathedral 2 days later. This papal audience will mark an important moment for both leaders to discuss common concerns and the future of the Anglican-Catholic dialogue. For a closer look, I spoke to Monsignor Mark Langham, in charge of Anglican relations at the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity.
Well, in the first place, it's very much a visit to get to know each other, because both the Holy Father and the Archbishop of Canterbury are, of course, new in their posts. Neither has, I suspect, particularly a great experience of the other tradition. And I think it's a very important moment when they can introduce each other and talk about some of their main areas of interest, their main concerns, and really talk about ways in which the Catholic Church and the Anglican Communion can collaborate together in so many parts of the world.
Their predecessors, Pope Benedict and Archbishop Rowan Williams, of course, had a great intellectual affinity, didn't they? These two men both seem to be rather more practical, hands-on, if you like.
I think both have a particular interest in the economy and its effect on men and women around the world, on our responsibility as Christians to reach out to the marginalised, to the poor, a particular interest that the churches should be involved in society to make society a better place, a more Christ-like place. And so I think there'll be a fascinating overlap of views and areas that they have in common, and I think they will have a very interesting conversation.
Do you think this may lead, or can we expect perhaps to see a greater focus on cooperation between the two churches?
Well, in many ways, of course, we must remember that already in the world, Roman Catholics and Anglicans collaborate hugely on social issues, issues of poverty, issues of justice. I think there's a need to reaffirm that and also to publicise it, because so much great and heroic work is being done away from the television cameras, and that's a wonderful witness that we share in common. And I think that needs to be affirmed and supported. I think they'll do that. But I also think it is very important that the theological dialogue is continued. The third phase of ARCHIC is now in its third year, and I would expect that both the Holy Father and the Archbishop of Canterbury would want to support and sustain that dialogue, which is difficult at the moment, but all the more important for that.
You're just back yourself recently, of course, from that third meeting of the third phase of ARCHIC. What kind of areas, if you like, what kind of breakthroughs, perhaps, can we be looking towards in this theological dialogue at the moment?
I don't think there's going to be breakthroughs in the sense that we'll be able to announce major new initiatives. ARCHIC 3 is, of its nature, a little bit more reflective and going a little bit deeper, in line very much with what both Cardinal Casper, the former president of this Pontifical Council, and Cardinal Koch, the present president of the Council, wish us to do, to reflect upon our dialogue and go to the roots of that dialogue. And so ARCHIC is very much looking at the foundations that we have in common, and in particular, very fascinating this, the way that we make decisions, the mechanisms that we make decisions derived from those foundations, and asking, as we have so much in common, we know we do, we have a great amount of shared faith, why is it that we derive different conclusions from those? So we're not actually going to go into issues themselves in the first place, but rather how our churches work on those, the mechanisms, the way that we draw from scriptures, from our common tradition, from all that we share in common, the way that we draw different conclusions and ask why it is that happens.
You're also focusing in those ARCHIC talks, aren't you, on the moral and ethical issues. We heard, Archbishop Welby on Monday defending traditional marriage as the cornerstone of society as the government in the UK prepares to pass legislation on same-sex marriage. Do you see this as perhaps becoming an area of greater common concern? Because there are many differences of views between the two churches, aren't there?
There are differences of views and differences of emphases, but I think we would be very clear that we're grateful for the strong line that Archbishop Welby has taken on this issue, and in general, the official line of the Anglican Church is something that the Roman Catholic bishops of England and Wales would very much wish to associate themselves with. So in a whole raft of areas, the two traditions can work together really to give some moral guidance and moral light, shed some moral light on our society. Certainly if we don't do that, it will be confusing and will not help to promote Christ-like values in our society. So we do need to work together on this very closely, and I know that does already take place in many areas.
As well as the papal audience, there will be a moment for the two leaders to pray together. Also a visit to the tomb of John Paul II. I believe the Archbishop was very keen to make this stop at the tomb of Pope John Paul II.
Yes, he personally asked that he be able to visit and pray at the tomb of Blessed Pope John Paul, a sign, I think, of Archbishop Justin's great respect for the Holy Father, and also the way that he really changed the world and brought faith into a situation where it was influential in the lives of ordinary men and women. And this is something that is very important to Archbishop Justin.
Thanks there to Monsignor Mark Langham, in charge of Anglican Catholic relations at the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity.